Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, November 13th. 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Elmo Semiconductor SE awarded prime status in the ISS ESG sustainability rating. Elmo Semiconductor SE has been awarded prime status for the first time in the sustainability rating internationally renowned rating agency ISS ESG. Elmo's improved its ESG corporate rating to C+ and meets the high industry-specific requirements for prime status. CEO Dr. Arne Schneider expressed delight, stating it confirms their commitment to sustainable development. The rating agency ISS ESG assesses sustainability performance of companies using around 100 industry-specific ESG indicators. Elmos, a market leader in cutting-edge applications, develops intelligent microchip solutions primarily for the automotive industry, enabling safer, more comfortable, and more efficient mobility. The company's forward-looking statements are based on assumptions and estimates, with risks and uncertainties that may cause actual events to differ from expectations.
PWO Group reports encouraging figures for the first 9 months of 2025. PWO Group, a global partner to the mobility industry, reports encouraging figures for the first 9 months of 2025. Despite market challenges, the company achieved revenue of €403.4 million, with EBIT before currency effects at €21.8 million. The company remains successful in new business, securing orders from new customers, and investing in further expanding their market position. Looking ahead to 2026, PWO Group forecasts revenue of €500-510 million for fiscal year 2025, with investments of around €40 million. The company aims to achieve a positive free cash flow and a net debt ratio of less than 2.5 years. For more information, visit the PWO website.
Canada kicks off projects under G7 Critical Minerals Production Alliance. This company, with deals already in place, is a front runner. Canada has kicked off projects under the G7 Critical Minerals Production Alliance, signaling a shift towards diversifying and securing the supply chain. With a $4.6 billion package of projects, Canada aims to become a trusted alternative supplier to the Western world. One company, Nouveau Monde Graphite, has already secured deals aligning with G7 priorities, including supply contracts with the Government of Canada and commercial agreements with key industry players. These agreements give Nouveau Monde Graphite visibility over nearly 100% of its planned output before construction begins, a rare feat in the sector. This strategic positioning not only solidifies the company's role as a graphite champion, but also sets the stage for a final investment decision and commercial operations. With construction in sight, Nouveau Monde Graphite is on track to become one of the G7's largest, fully vertically integrated producers of natural graphite. Mining news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp. TSECO LGTXF receives BLM approval for expanded exploration at Santa Fe Mine. Lahontan Gold Corp. TORXXXF has received approval from the Bureau of Land Management for an expanded exploration at the Santa Fe Mine project. This approval allows Lahontan to advance a significantly expanded drilling and development program across a 12.2-kilometer-square area with more than 700 drill holes targeting new geologic and geochemical anomalies. The project includes high-priority targets such as the Pinnacles area and Guzzler Zone. The Santa Fe Mine Project, with past production of 359,002 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver, has a Canadian National Instrument 43-101 compliant indicated mineral resource of 1,539,000 AOEQ and an inferred mineral resource of 411,000 AOEQ. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website at www.lahontangoldcorp.com. Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp., OTC, ESO. Featured in NNW editorial on precious metals demand in AI era. ES Gold Corp., traded as ESE on the C and ESF on the OTQB, has been featured in an editorial by Network Newswire discussing the growing demand for gold and silver in the AI industry. With technology demand for these metals increasing by 7% last year, ES Gold is strategically positioned to capitalize on this trend with its fully funded gold-silver project. The company's Montauban property in Quebec exemplifies responsible mining practices and offers both near-term production and long-term exploration potential. Investors can find more information about ES Gold in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks, a specialized communications platform focused on the mining industry, provides in-depth insights and distribution services for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Network News Breaks. Max Power Mining, COTC, MAXF89N, featured in NNW editorial on natural hydrogen's role in AI energy demand. Max Power Mining, a leader in the natural hydrogen sector, was featured in a recent NNW editorial discussing the role of natural hydrogen in meeting AI-driven energy demands. Max Power is the first publicly traded company in North America focused on commercial natural hydrogen, with a significant land position in Saskatchewan's Genesis Trend. The company has initiated drilling at the Lawson target, aiming to make one of the world's first commercial discoveries of this emission-free resource. Max Power is also actively involved in mineral exploration in the U.S. and Canada, including a diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom at the provided link. Network News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., CSE, ESAU, ESAUF. Featured in NNW editorial on precious metals demand in AI era. ES Gold Corp. traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTQB under the ticker symbol ESAUF, has been featured in an editorial by Network Newswire. The editorial highlights the increasing demand for gold and silver in the AI industry as essential conductors. Data from the World Gold Council shows a 7% increase in technology demand for these metals. With AI technology driving growth in conductive metals, ES Gold is moving forward with its gold-silver project designed for near-term production and long-term scalability. The company, known for its clean mining and exploration innovation, is focused on sustainable resource recovery and exploration. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom.
How the switch to renewable energy can minimize ecological harm. The global transition to clean energy is crucial in the fight against climate change, but renewable infrastructure can also harm wildlife ecosystems. Panel arrays displace species, blades harm flying animals, and river barriers disrupt aquatic ecosystems. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. are focusing on the energy transition by utilizing existing roof cover to minimize ecological harm. Green Energy Stocks, a platform dedicated to shaping the green economy, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies in the renewable energy sector. To learn more, visit greenenergystocks.com. Why Norway has recorded superior EV adoption compared to other countries? Norway has set a remarkable record in electric vehicle adoption, with 98.3% of new car sales being electric in September 2025. This achievement is the result of strategic planning, effective policies, and strong public support for clean energy. Companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. would benefit from similar measures in the U.S. market. Billion Dollar Club is a communications platform focusing on top companies, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com. Quantum announces 93% gallium recovery. Quantum Critical Metals Corp. achieves a significant milestone with a 93% gallium recovery from mica samples at its NMX East project in Quebec. This breakthrough could establish mica as a new source of gallium, a critical metal for semiconductors, 5G technology, and renewable energy. Quantum's direct recovery method sets it apart as a leader in domestic gallium supply development. This discovery enhances Canada's role in securing critical materials amid global supply disruptions. CEO Marcy Kiesman highlights the strategic importance of reducing reliance on Chinese exports and strengthening Western national security through domestic gallium production. Falcon Energy Materials confirms robust economics in anode plant study, with $86 million initial capex and first production targeted for H2 2027, offtake and testing advancing. Falcon Energy Materials PLC has confirmed robust economics in an anode plant study, with an initial capex of $86 million and first production targeted for H2 2027. The technical study shows the strong financial and operational fundamentals of Falcon's vision to become a low-cost producer of coated, spheroidized, and purified graphite. The anode plant in Morocco will have an annual production target of 26,000 tons of CSPG and 19,000 tons of fines, with operating costs estimated at $3,168 per ton of CSPG. Falcon's CEO, Mathieu Bosse, stated that the technical study validates their approach and confirms their ability to deliver high-quality, low-cost CSPG at an industrial scale. The anode plant will leverage advanced technology, procurement chains, and recent process efficiencies to provide high-quality anode material at competitive costs to European and North American markets.
Lenzing invests €15 million into strengthen position in the hygiene market. Lenzing AG is investing approximately €15 million to expand its production capacity for premium viscose fibers at its site in Lenzing, Austria. This investment is part of a larger program to secure the company's long-term competitiveness. The focus is on sustainable solutions for the global hygiene market, with a particular emphasis on high-quality fibers for feminine care applications. The expansion will enhance customer value and sustainable supply, reinforcing Lenzing's commitment to delivering innovative and eco-friendly products. This strategic investment underscores the company's dedication to growth and excellence in the hygiene sector, positioning Lenzing as a trusted provider of premium fibers. Ancor Resources engages Departure Capital Inc. for marketing and investor relations services. Ancor Resources Corp. has engaged Departures Capital Inc. for marketing and investor relations services. The agreement, effective from November 12, 2025 to April 11, 2026, includes a five-month digital marketing campaign to enhance Ancor's visibility in the global investment community. Departures Capital will create original video content, develop an investor landing page, publish promotional materials on their platforms, and run digital advertising initiatives. The total contract value is $25,000. Departures Capital is independent of Ancor and does not hold any securities of the company. Ancor Resources Corp. is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange and is focused on mineral and energy solutions in Cambodia and Canada. Moriast to commence feasibility studies to develop up to 500 megawatts of renewable energy projects in Timor-Leste. Moriast Holdings Limited will conduct feasibility studies to develop up to 500 megawatts of renewable energy projects in Timor-Leste. The studies will focus on floating wind, solar, hydroelectric, tidal, current, and wave energy sources. This initiative is part of a plan to accelerate Timor-Leste's transition to renewable energy and achieve 100% national electrification by 2030. Moriast will also upgrade grid transmission, set up pilot microgrids, explore power and hydrogen fuel export, and introduce smart grid technologies. The company will have exclusivity for 12 months to conduct studies before entering into a formal project development agreement, likely in the first half of 2026. Moriast, a leader in mooring solutions, sees significant potential in Timor-Leste for floating renewable energy projects. 15th Asian Logistics, Maritime and Aviation Conference takes place on the 17th and 18th of November. The 15th Asian Logistics, Maritime and Aviation Conference, LMAC, will be held on 17th and 18th of November at the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center. Under the theme, Collaboration and Growth in the New Trade Landscape, LMAC aims to enhance Hong Kong's status as an international shipping and aviation hub. With over 80 speakers and 2,300 participants from 40 countries, discussions will focus on supply chain diversification, sustainability, and innovation. Special sessions will highlight market potential in the Middle East and Central Asia. The conference aligns with the 15th five-year plan and policies outlined in the 2025 policy address to advance Hong Kong's maritime and aviation industry, showcasing key industry trends and opportunities for global trade and logistics. The clean energy breakthrough that could power the AI era. Artificial intelligence is reshaping the world's energy landscape, driving the need for scalable, low-carbon energy sources. Max Power Mining Corp. is leading the way with natural hydrogen exploration in Canada's energy-friendly corridor. The company recently began drilling its inaugural natural hydrogen well, aiming to make one of the world's first commercial discoveries of this clean, emission-free resource. Max Power is positioning itself among energy innovators like Amazon.com Inc., NextEra Energy Inc., and Toyota Motor Corp. in the race for sustainable energy sources.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.